ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලම් මැතිතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 14ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
I thank you honorable presiding member. I take great pleasure in speaking under this ministry, honorable presiding member, because I have the utmost respect for educators. I've said this once before on a debate under the education ministry in a budget. I think this is the only field that I can point to where these teachers and principals, their entire aspiration in life is to see children who they educate reach the highest levels in society. That is the greatest gift you can give those teachers and principals. Their whole aim, in other words, if you look at it another way, their whole aim is that they want the children that they teach to reach higher levels than themselves. Such is the magnanimity behind those individuals. Certainly my experience with regards to teachers I have had, I might have not been a very obedient student, I might have been a terrible student, but the aspiration was always well-meaning. Sorry? Results can be seen. I don't know. I think we better not go into that. So it is in that respect that I would like the Honorable Prime Minister, who is the Minister of Education, to take my intervention today, because I, for one, believe that if there is any head that deserves the most amount of support in a budget, it has to be education, number one, and second, health. Because if we get those two heads wrong, I can assure you, nobody will want to remain in this country. I mean, today's situation is, and I ask the honorable members opposite as well as here, be honest, don't you believe that if you had an opportunity to sell your children abroad, you wouldn't take it? You wouldn't take it. That is the depths to which we have fallen. So my comments today, honorable presiding member and the honorable prime minister, is on the basis that we must give the maximum support that we can, so that these educators, actually they are not, I mean, the salaries that they get is nothing for the amount of effort, for the amount of goodwill that they want to repose in those students, is actually nothing. And it is in that respect that I would ask the Honorable Prime Minister to see my comments. Now, one of the things that I want to raise is with regards to the increase in salary schemes. Now, the government has made an increment, but I think some time ago, when the teachers and principals were protesting, I remember the Honorable Prime Minister and the other MPP members were very supportive of that protest. I remember speaking in Parliament in support of that protest, and I completely agreed with the comments made by the Honorable Prime Minister then. And that was, if I'm not mistaken, with regards to the Subodhini Commission's recommendations. And because of those protests, eventually, if I'm not mistaken, in 2022, I think they managed, the protesters, the teachers and the principals, managed to secure the first stage of the Subodhini recommendations. It was divided into 3 years. They managed to secure the first stage. And the assurance given at that time was that the second and third stages would follow the following 2 consecutive years, but that never happened. That never happened. So in that respect, if we look at the increments that are being offered under this budget for the 3 years, if you take the whole of the subordinate recommendations at the end of the 3 years, had it been fully implemented, only the first year was implemented, but if it had been the 3 years, plus the 3 years that the government is recommending under this budget for the next 3 years, an SLTS 2-2 teacher would get under this budget 66,880 rupees. Under the subordinate commission recommendations would have got 82,150, the difference of 15,270. SLTS 2-1 grade, the difference would have been, that is a grade of, under this budget, a full the full implementation at the end of the 3 years, and the subordinate recommendations at the end of the 3 years would have been 27,310. Like that it goes on. SLTS 1, the difference would have been 34,990. SLPS, Principal Service Grade 3, the difference would have been 9,870. SLPS 2 would have been 25,120, and SLPS 1, 32,230. So what I am saying is that if the Honorable Prime Minister, at least for the next budget, is in some way, if the economy improves, goes to the subordinate recommendations, I will be its strongest supporter. And I can assure the Honorable Prime Minister that not a single member in this House will oppose her if those recommendations are in fact implemented. And I ask the Honorable Prime Minister, there are so many ministries in which cuts can be made, totally unnecessary. One such ministry is the Defence Ministry. But this is one field to which I think we all owe those people who work so hard and who are so magnanimous in the way they approach this this field. The second matter that I wish to raise is with regards to, and I raised this in my main speech on the second reading of the budget, is with regards to the civil security department running preschools in the northern province. That must stop. They run preschools where they preschool teachers are given allowances of over 30,000. If I'm not mistaken, now it's around 40,000, whereas the Ministry of Education gives an allowance of only 6,000. Only, and that is the only intervention that the Ministry of Education has with regards to this preschool teachers. Now that must stop. That must stop immediately, and the entire preschool teachers scheme must come under the Ministry of Education, and the recommendations must for salaries must be the at the bare minimum the amount that the Defence Ministry is paying. I mean, surely education at that level, isn't that a militarization of education? What does education have to do with the Ministry of Defence? And why is that only happening in the northern province? So this is the legacy that you have inherited that you must change. And these are the individual instances that will be a litmus test, Honorable Prime Minister. And at least on your watch, let us have this put right. The northern province is in dire need, of funds to complete buildings that had already been started. And I have been informed by the Northern Provincial Council that a minimum of 2 billion rupees is required in order to ensure that the projects, that the buildings that have started can to some extent be concluded. And that too, I would ask the Prime Minister to look into. With regards to the vacancies, situation of vacancies, today's Kale Murasu paper gives a full page detail of the severe vacancies that persist. Northern province, the total cadre is 18,983. At the moment, there is a current recruitment of 15,426. There is 3,557 vacancies, Honorable Prime Minister. When you look at the SLES vacancies, there are 111. Teachers, as I just mentioned, 3,557. Minor staff, there is 397. Now, these are all important in a school. Nothing, in our view, can be omitted, and these vacancies must be filled. If you take Jaffna, the vacancies is 231. Vallikamam, 498. Vadamarachi, 333. Tenmarachi, 189. The islands in Jaffna, 222. Kilunuchi North, 97. Kilunuchi South, 281. Mana, 452. Madu, 216. Vavunia North, 236. Vavunia South, 283. Mullathivu, 318. Tunukkai, 171. So, Honorable Prime Minister, this too, I would urge you to look into it. With regards to one other matter that I wish to raise, this I brought to your notice earlier also, the UGC has called for examinations for the promotion of management assistant grade 3 to grade 2, and the examination is supposed to be held on the 21st of March. Now, there are 61 applicants from Jaffna. I have been in touch with the Jaffna University. They have written to the UGC. They have asked. In the previous years, when these examinations were held, they were held in Jaffna. So if in case the UGC doesn't want to hold it in Jaffna, whether it at least can be held in Vavunia, because out of the 61%, 40% are females who are either pregnant, or they are feeding, or they are going through fertility treatment, and they have asked for a special treatment. And I don't think it is unreasonable, considering the numbers that are actually willing to sit this exam, and also outside district members are willing to travel to Jaffna. They prefer it coming to Jaffna because it will be much cheaper, and the university says that they will make the accommodation possible. So I think the University Grants Commission must consider this request also favorably. I reiterate to the Honorable Prime Minister, the Ministry of Education has to be the heart and soul of a country. If we get that wrong, everything else will be wrong. The fact that you have people who are so capable leaving this country is fundamentally because we are getting it wrong. People who struggle here, go through a life-threatening trip abroad. They seek asylum or do something and manage to stay in those countries, and they do brilliantly well. In Europe, whether it's the Tamils, and certainly the Tamils do brilliantly well, but also the Sinhalese. Every single ambassador or foreign ministry that I have visited in the Western world tell us that the Tamil community, and I would add the Sinhalese as well, when they go abroad, are the best citizens and the most productive. That means we are losing all of that. And we are losing it for reasons that can easily be avoided. We are losing it because of racism. We are losing it because we are not giving the adequate resources to areas that actually should be given. And I think the Ministry of Education is probably the most important in that regard. Thank you.
Garu Acharya Upali
Pannirge. Garu Kathanagathamini Minit. Honorable Member, thank you for raising this issue. I think you yourself are a credit to your educators. And certainly we agree that education should be the heart and soul of any country. I just want to say that the request you made with regard to the UGC, the examination, I have referred to the UGC, and they have promised me that they will look into this. They are meeting tomorrow to see if there can be some resolution. I will keep you posted. Thank you.
අගමැති මේ එකඟද? ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි කතා කරන්න.
ගරු අගමැතිතුමියනි, ඇත්තටම මේක පොඩි ඉල්ලීමක්. පෙරදිනේ විශ්වවිද්‍යාලයේ ඉංජිනේරු පීඨයේ ඉන්න සිසුවියන්ගෙන්, මොකද එතන ඔබතුමිය දන්නව ඇති ඉංජිනේරු පීඨය අනෙකුත් විශ්වවිද්‍යාල පද්ධතියට වඩා පොඩ්ඩක් එහා ස්ථානයක තියෙන්නේ. ඉතින් රාජ්‍ය බැංකුවක ATM මැෂින් එකක් ඒ සිසුවියන් ඉල්ලලා තියෙනවා. ඉතින් මම ඔබතුමියගෙන් ඉතාමත්ම ගෞරවයෙන් ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා මේ සම්බන්ධයෙන් සලකා බලන්න කියලා. ස්තුතියි.
බොහොම ස්තුතියි මන්ත්‍රීතුමිය. ඒක මම යොමු කරන්නම් UGC එකට. හරි.